She rose at this, and, turning from her son, told her sister Nereids, "Go down into the cool broad body of the sea to the sea's ancient. Visit father's hall, and make all known to him. Meanwhile, I'll visit Olympus's great height and the lord of crafts, Hephaestus, hoping he will give me new and shining armor for my son." At this they vanished in the offshore swell. And to Olympus, Thetis the silvery-footed went once more to fetch for her dear son new-forged and finer arms. Meanwhile, Achaeans, wildly crying, pressed by deadly Hector, reached the ships, beached above Hellas' water. None had been able to pull Patroclus clear of spear and swordplay. Troops and chariots, and Hector, son of Priam, strong as fire, once more gained upon the body. Hector three times had the feet within his grasp, and strove to wrest Patroclus backward, shouting to all the Trojans, but three times the pair named Ajax in their valor shook him off. Still he pushed on, sure of his own power, sometimes lunging through the battle din, or holding fast with a great shout. Not one step would he give way. As from a fresh carcass, herdsmen in the wilds cannot dislodge a tawny lion, famished, so those two, with fearsome crests, could not affright the son of Priam, or repel him from the body. He might have won it, might have won unending glory, but Iris, running on the wind, came from Olympus to the son of Peleus, bidding him gird for battle. All unknown to Zeus and the other gods she came, for Hera sent her down. And at his side she said, "Up with you, Peleides, who strike cold fear into men's blood. Protect your friend Patroclus, for whom beyond the ships desperate combat rages now. They are killing one another on both sides, the Achaeans to defend him, Trojans fighting for that prize to drag to windy Ilion. And Hector burns to take it more than anyone, to sever and impale Patroclus's head on Trojan battlements. Lie here no longer. It would be shameful if wild dogs of Troy made him their plaything. If that body suffers mutilation, you will be infamous." Prince Achilles answered, "Iris of heaven, what immortal sent you to tell me this?" And she who runs upon the wind replied, "Hera, illustrious wife of Zeus, but he on his high throne knows nothing of it. Neither does any one of the gods undying who haunt Olympus of eternal snows.